This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Bezal Hashem, I have a flight this afternoon, so I don't have the availability to give the shir today. Also, next week is off. But I just wanted to say goodbye and just share with you a thought that I remembered being Maver, the Parsha, Parshas Maaseh. We know that if somebody kills B'shoigeg, they go to the Arei Miklat, and he stays there. The Pasuk says, Ad Mois HaKoyin HaGadol, until the high priest dies. So Rashi wants to know, you know, what's the Kohen Gadol got to do with this? Why does the guy stay there until the high priest dies? So Rashi says, well, the job of the Kohen Gadol is to engender the Shechina to reside in Klal Yisrael and to lengthen their days. And the Roitzeach wants to remove the Shechina, and he wants to shorten lifespan. So it's not right that he should leave before the Kohen, as long as the Kohen Gadol is around. But then Rashi brings another pshat. Rashi brings a pshat that why should we have it that this guy is like hinging on, oh, I can't wait till the Kohen Gadol dies. I can't wait till the Kohen Gadol dies. Where Chazal say the mother of the Kohen Gadol would bring food to the Roitzchim so that they shouldn't pray that the Kohen Gadol should die. Well, what did Kohen Gadol do wrong that now everyone's hoping for his death, especially someone who murders B'shoigeg? Says Rashi, Lefisha hayaloi l'Kohen Gadol l'hispalel. The Kohen Gadol should daven, should have davened. Shalai tera takala zuli yisrael b'chayav. That this catastrophe, that this disaster should not have occurred in his lifetime. The Kohen Gadol should have davened that something like this did not happen under his auspices. And therefore, if somebody killed B'shoigeg and somebody died, in a way it's the fault of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, this was avoidable. Why was it avoidable? Because the Kohen Gadol should have prayed that something like this should not happen. Where does it say the Kohen Gadol is obligated to pray that people don't accidentally kill other people? It says that somewhere. It says in the Chumash that the job of the Kohen Gadol has a specific task. His task is that he has to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Where does it say he should daven that there should be no mishaps under his reign? So Reb Shlomo Volba says, from here we see a great principle. That if someone is in a position of leadership, they have a responsibility to the people that are under their wing. And the primary responsibility is to pray for their welfare. That is, if you're responsible for other people, if you're a leader, then you need to daven that the people that you're in charge of are healthy, that there are no accidents, that there are no mishaps, that there are no missteps, that nothing bad happens. Shaloi yara dvar takala. That is the achrayus of a leader. The responsibility of a leader is to ensure the welfare of those under in his charge. And the only way to do that is to pray for them. Meaning, from here we learn that if someone is in a capacity of leadership, they need to pray for the people that are in their charge. And therefore, Rav Volba says, anybody who's in a position of leadership, every single parent, from here we learn, it is the responsibility of a parent to daven for the safety and the welfare of their children. You're responsible for them, then you have an achrayus to do whatever you can to protect them. And that achrayus dictates that you daven for them. So whether you're the leader of the Jewish people, you're the leader of your community, you're the leader of your shul, you're the head of your family, you're the head of your household, in whatever capacity of responsibility one is in, from here we learn the great responsibility that one is obligated to pray for those under their care. This is something that's of biblical origin. This is like a moral responsibility. It's taken for granted. If you want to be a Kohen Gadol, then if something bad happens, I remember I once read that a certain accident happened in Rav Miller's family, and Rav Miller did a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he said that the limud is that he has to exert himself to pray, to daven more, stronger, more powerfully, more intently for the welfare of his family. So this is a source for this obligation. Okay, today it was short but sweet. I'm just going to wish you a good day, and thank you for coming on, and I'll see you in 2 weeks, okay? So, bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you very much. Kol tov, everyone. Bye. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.